If there's anything you don't like about the show, just say it. We'll gladly fix it. Service with a smile. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. Our first guest this hour is West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey. Well, there is quite a battle going on between states that rely on coal and coal-fired plants and the federal government, namely the Obama administration, which is looking to enforce clean energy rules. And there is quite a battle, and it ended up in the Supreme Court. And that battle is being led, at least on the coal side and the side of West Virginia, by their Attorney General, Patrick Morrisey. So Attorney General Morrisey will join us, and we will talk about the issue. And then it will be another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by To Anti-Back or Not To Anti-Back. When is too much too much? Because if you kill all the germs, the nice germs will no longer protect you. Then we'll talk to the lead singer of the Cordays. His name is Leo Soikin. We will have their new single, and we'll have a chat with Leo. Well, we start things off this hour with something that recently happened to me, and I would imagine happened to you sometime during your life. You're out having a meal somewhere, and you order it a certain way. And it comes to the table, and it is not the way you ordered it. So you decide, I'm spending $15 for this meal. I want to send it back. Here are the issues. Do you send it back? Do you want to wait? Do you fear the wrath of the server or the cook when it goes back into the kitchen? Do you think they get all teary-eyed and upset because they failed in their mission to provide you with a meal cooked the way you wanted it to be cooked? Or are they going to be quite upset? And will they just go, you know, make that real nasty noise with their mouth and get a nice big hawker and leave it right there on your sandwich? That's the chance you take. Because I was in a restaurant and I ordered a burger well done. Now, I don't just mean well done. I want it burnt. I want it to be after the fire department was there and had to put the fire out on this thing because it's charred. I don't want to eat raw meat. So what do I get? I get this burger, which is more cooked than it's not, but there is still a whole lot of pink. I don't want it. So it's time to send it back. So here comes this server, you know, with all their flair, because we're in one of those types of restaurants, you know, the ones we're talking about, you know, the bar type setting, the TVs, the goofy pictures from 1975 on the walls and everything, and the guy's got the suspenders on with the 19 buttons, whatever. Let's call him Skip. Skip is really happy when we get there. Hi, welcome to the restaurant. If I could do anything for you. And then he keeps coming over. Don't worry, your food's coming right out. How's your food? Well, you know, Skip, it's not really what I wanted. I asked for well done, and I see a lot of pink. Oh, all of a sudden Skip becomes very sad, and then Skip seems quite mad. So what do you want? You know, like the whole little lilt in his voice disappears. Well, I really need it well done. So he grabs it and exhales and walks back to the kitchen. So he returns about 6-7 minutes later. It's the same burger. You could tell they just threw it back on the grill. But is that all they did to it? And I'll be honest, I sat there, I picked around the edges, and really didn't eat it. I ate the fries, I ate the salad, and kind of forgot all about the burger and still paid my $15. Because you don't know what happens behind the scenes. Skip goes back and talks to Sam, who actually made the burger. Can you believe this guy is all upset because he wanted it well done? You know, come on, it's so busy here today. This is, we don't even want to be here. We don't want to work here. But now I get this guy bothering me. You can imagine what they do to the burger. Anyway. So I didn't eat it. So does that happen to you? It's almost like you take a chance every time you go out to eat. You order it. It doesn't come back the way you want. So maybe you should just sit there and swallow your raw meat because you don't know what the hell's going on back in the kitchen. Stay with us. More to come. The Attorney General of West Virginia, Patrick Morrisey. He is coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenke.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, should you wash your money? I mean, don't laugh. I'm talking soap and water. After all, you don't know where that money's been or who's touched it with their germy little hands. Here's the antiseptic science of it. Back in 1916, you could take your hard-earned cash to Washington, D.C., have it washed, ironed, and reissued. Not as dumb as it sounds. Why? Today's researchers have found more cocaine residue on U.S. bills than on any other currency, along with staphylococcus bacteria and bathroom matter on the money that's probably made its way to your wallet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's hard to wash money, but with all the diseases in play today, after you handle your money, at least, trust me on this, at least wash your hands. Got a question? Send me an email to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.